Good morning, great having your company, and it's great to have the company of some incredible Australians. And one here has won the Lifetime Contribution to Volunteering Award, OIM John Christmas, on the program. Morning, John.
Good morning, John.
At 88 That's years good. Old and your birthday coming up next month, how does That's volunteering right. make you feel?
Oh, it's very good for you. I think it's nice if you can help other people, and it's rewarding. I think there's nothing like giving to be satisfying, to be selfish is no good, but giving is the answer, I think.
How did it all start for you, John? How did you decide to be a volunteer? What was the first thing you volunteered for?
Well, I volunteered into the Air Force, I suppose. That was the silliest idea. But...
<All right. laughs>
No, Mum always brought us up to believe that there was good in everybody. She didn't tell me you had to dig a bit deep sometimes. Which was a problem later on. But Dad was town clerk. My mum used to do a lot of community stuff, and that was just what you did. You helped other people. And during the Depression years, we'd have men coming to the door because they chopped some wood, they'd do anything for a meal. You know, nice guys who just couldn't work. And Mum would always, we had a few chooks, she'd always cook some eggs on toast for them, whether they did any work or not. And I just thought that's the way you behave. And I went on to do, I appreciated my help with the war service. I was able to get some rehab training at the conservatorium. And when I came back, I did a concert for the local populace. I thought I should say thank you to them for contributing to my education. It was a bit of an odd view, but that was the way I felt. Mm-hmm. And when I did the choir, I always did it as a voluntary thing because I thought young people should have access to good quality music and a range of music and performance opportunities without having any financial impediment. You know, some people don't have any money, but they've got a lot to give.
That's right. So the money can get in the way. And you said, well, let's remove that. Let's just get out there and give back. You're grateful for what you'd been given. You wanted to give back. John, you mentioned earlier that sometimes you have to dig deep. What does that mean?
Well, I said, Mum said there was good in everybody. Well, I guess there is, but sometimes you have to dig pretty deep to find a bit of good that's there. You know, you get a few shocks in life. I went out thinking everybody was good and discovered some people were not, but you still have to look for the best in them.
Yes.
You know, if they're not very good, perhaps it's not their own fault.
Yeah. Where do you get the courage, John, to keep digging for the good when I guess the bad keeps making itself obvious?
Oh, well, you just deal with and think, well, it's unfortunate that these people feel like that, but it's their problem. You know, you try and help. You don't hold it against them. I mean, there's probably some reason why they're the way they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that idea. It's their problem. However, you are trying to help, but you don't ever make it your problem, I guess, is what you're saying.
No, you help if you can, but if they've got a problem, you don't try and blame them or create any hassles for them. Obviously, there's a reason they've got a problem. If you can't help them with it, well, you get out of the way and let them go on being unpleasant if that's what they want to do.
Well, but, yeah. Well, leaving the door
open. Most people respond positively to positive input, don't they?
Well, that's true. And what about those success stories, John? I bet there's been some people that have just blown you over with how they've embraced the help and the volunteering that you've offered.
Oh, yes, there's some people who've been really grateful. I mean, I think a lot of people just take it for granted. You know, there's always some people who use up the opportunities selfishly, but that's just part of life, so you don't worry about that bit. Mm. You do it for the good people and hope that the other ones get something out of it and may improve their lives. And there's the odd person who does something really nice and you think was worthwhile. I had an almost tear-bringing letter the other day.
Yeah.
From Mr. Mayrie. He forwarded it on somebody who'd sent it. It was a girl who wrote to tell me that she'd heard me on his program and I taught her at Churchland High School. It must be 50 years ago.
How about that?
And she could hardly write. It was very bad. And she, you know, spelling wasn't too good and so on. But she said the 3 years at the school were the happiest time of her life and letting her be in the choir, even though she didn't have much of a voice, meant a great deal to her. And I thought, gee, 50 years later, that's really moving.
Isn't that marvellous?
It really touched me. I wrote her a nice long letter, of course.
Oh,
I don't know whether I could do anything else to help her.
That would have made a difference. That is important. And I love the idea that even if your musical skills really aren't up to perhaps the standard that they need to be, you're still invited. You can still join in. You're still valuable.
Well, if they want to do it and they're really genuine, you try and help them. I mean, you don't say you're no good, get out of the way. You know, I mean, it's not like even climbing members these days. If they've got a problem, I give them a few free lessons to try and overcome their problems so that they'll be better choir members and be happier people as well.
Tell us about your choir, John. Established in 1978. Tell us
it's been 35 years we've been going, but it's going on, but I've handed it over to somebody else this year.
Well, I think we could understand. You are approaching your 89th birthday. You probably want a bit of time to yourself.
Well, I've given up the concerts because, not because I'm tired of doing them, I enjoy them and I think they're worthwhile, but I was sitting down one day here in the office and I thought I wanted to write my life story. I wanted to write my memoirs. So I'm getting on with that. And I wanted to do some composition. I've had some ideas for years and I thought I can't ever do it because I'm always overcommitted to something, you know. We have Anzac Day and we have Best of Bridge, we have this choir concert, we have New Year's Eve and the Pops, and, you know, it's a full-time job just running those things. And I thought, well, you know, you're pushing it, mate. If you're going to be 89 and you start going to do these jobs, maybe you won't have that many years, you better get a move on and do it. So, I mean, I think I'll probably go on for a long time because I feel very well, but, you know, I think some people put things off too long.
They do. That certainly can happen. So you said to someone else, who's up? Who would like to volunteer to take my place? And how did that go, John? Were they, apart from being surprised?
I looked in to see where there were possible people and looked at their credentials and invited a couple of people in to work with us for a few weeks. And we found one person who seemed to be the right person to take it over. I mean, obviously I wasn't mad keen to throw it away to somebody who'd wreck it or undermine the ideals behind it. And, of course, there'll be change and so on, but I decided this person was probably the right one. I'm helping him to get started. And
good for you.
He'll change the choir, no doubt, but it's his now, not mine anymore.
It's a wonderful legacy you've provided.
Well, he's got something to work. They've got a good reputation and they're keen people, and it's up to him to make the best of it now and up to them to get on with him and do what they can. Well, I hope it's a great success. I wouldn't like to see after 35 years it just disappeared.
I think it'll continue on, John. I think with the seed you've sown and that wonderful group, it'll continue. What sort of a person, John, do you think it takes to be a volunteer?
I just think it needs somebody who understands other people a bit. I think you need to understand everybody has their problems. A lot of people don't show it. And they've got various backgrounds. But most people respond to a helping hand. They respond to a bit of kindness. You know, and you just put aside the ones who don't, but you do it for the others. I mean, I do a bit of shopping for a neighbour, and I took my father-in-law shopping for years. But I think that's what you ought to do. It wasn't unpleasant. You know, he appreciated it. And I mean, what about these people who they retire at 55 or 60? They sit in front of the television. In 12 months, they're dead.
You don't like to think about it, but yes,
and people say to me, "I'm bored. What shall I do?" And I said, "Well, look, you can volunteer at the hospital. You can volunteer at the graffiti people."
Yes.
I was just thinking the other day. I rang the Citizens Bureau, you know, where you get your seniors card and so on.
Yes.
And the lady is a volunteer, and I thought, there's all those volunteers there, quite unsung. I mean, most people don't even just stop thinking that these people are volunteers who are doing this work. They look after you, they process your car, they send you back your rail pass, and all these things are done on a voluntary basis, and it must save the government heaps.
I think it does. I think the taxpayers of Australia are the ones that should really be thanking our volunteers because they get a great bargain. John, it's a delight to talk to you. I've got to say, though, with this lifetime contribution to volunteering award, I bet that took you by surprise. How did you feel?
Well, I was a bit embarrassed. I was just recovering from how I am and suddenly discovered that I was invited to this function and didn't know what was happening, but I was really rather overwhelmed. And on the night at the presentation, they must have spoken to my choir, and a group of the choir came in and sang a piece, a support and appreciation for me at the award ceremony. And I thought that was really nice. You know, I mean, those people to put off whatever they were doing and come in there and hang around waiting, just to come in and sing for me, was really nice.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Well received. And John, what would you like to say to some of your previous students and those that have been involved in the choir?
Well, to all those who've benefited and appreciated it, I have always been grateful to those who've said thank you. There are all those who don't, but I hope they've gained a lot of joy from it. I think we've done 3 German tours and we've had years of successful concerts and lovely reviews. I'm sure that all those people must have got some joy in their life. I know some of them have met marital partners, and you know, that's not without its benefits.
It just keeps on giving, doesn't it? John Christmas, OAM, Lifetime Contribution to Volunteering Award. It's been a real pleasure and inspiration talking to you. Thank you, John.
Thanks, lovely to talk to you, John.